Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast, and this is my reaction to the 3-3 draw with Benfica away tonight in the Europa League Group D Game 3. A quite incredible game, and I know we came away with a point, but sorry, that's just not good enough when we were 2 goals to the good going into the last 15 minutes. It was absolutely shambolic in the last 15 minutes from Rangers. The game management was abysmal. I do not know what the management and the players were thinking about in the last 15 minutes of the game, but it was severely lacking at this level. It was exceptionally naive, thinking because you're on top and playing fairly well and had a lot of possession, and then you're bombing everybody forward, you're getting your fullbacks forward, and you're going for goal rather than just trying to see out the game, get the ball to the corner, especially going into the last 5 minutes when it's 3-2. I suppose I've got to take the positive out of it, the fact that we did get the point. We would have taken the point before the game had started. On that note, it is certainly a good result, but I am far from happy with that, because we're so dominant for a majority of the game and then we just threw it away. We don't like to do things the easy way. We could have effectively qualified tonight. It's cost us money as well because of the unprofessionalism of the players tonight, and that's ultimately what it's been. And the other half of Glasgow might be happy with throwing away a 2-goal lead and getting a point away from home. I'm certainly not, and I don't know many Rangers fans that will be overly happy with that, because it's not on. The game itself, we had made 2 changes from Kilmarnock. Notably, Balogun wasn't playing. He was obviously playing against Liège, and he was on the bench for this one. But the first half was a bit mental. It had a bit of everything. It was a terrible start from us. A smash and grab, 6 minutes. 2 OGs, a red card, and a very steely performance from us. But it really all started off for the first piece of ludicrous defending tonight, and it started off in the worst way with Benfica going a goal ahead in the first minute with an OG from Conor Goldson. Can't blame him at all. The culprit in this one was Hellander, and it won't be the first time he's featured in terms of bad defending. He looked a bit flappy in this piece of play. His indecision let the attacker rob him of the ball after it being flicked up in our box. The attacker got in behind him. The attacker took the ball further into the box. Hellander failed to chase him down properly. The attacker got the cross in from the right. Goldson stuck out his leg to try and turn it away, but he ended up putting it in the back of the net. One of these things from Goldson, but exceptionally poor from Hellander. Just, he was caught in two minds. The hesitation at this level, you can't hesitate. You've just got to go for it and live and die by your decision there and then. It's simple as that. For the next 17 minutes after that, we were largely on the back foot. Benfica were playing very well at a very high tempo, closing down everything anytime we got the ball. They were winning everything and they were getting in behind us. But our defence at that point were standing up well to it. McGregor never really had much to do. And then on the 18th minute, a long ball was played up from our defence through the middle. Kent got the ball, beating the last man. And as he was approaching the box, he controlled it and then was brought down by the last man, Otamendi. A clear goal scoring opportunity, and the ref made the only decision he could, and that was send Otamendi off. So I know the Benfica players were protesting it, but you can't really protest that. It was a clear foul, goal scoring opportunity. The keeper had also committed at that point as well, so had Kent been able to just round the keeper, then it would have went in the back of the net. So absolutely, I think that was the game changing moment, because we were on top largely for the rest of the game. We certainly had more of the possession and more of the, maybe not clear cut chances, but certainly had more of the game. A couple of minutes after the sending off, Benfica went into defensive mode. They brought off one of their attack-minded players and brought on a more defence-minded player. So obviously it was benefiting us. So it was a completely changing their tactics. We started to see more of the ball as well, and on the 23rd minute we drew level. And funnily enough, it was from an OG as well. We had a throw-in near the near side near the Benfica goal, a good passer play ending in Davis feeding a lovely ball through the defence to Tavernier on the right-hand side of the box, beats the offside trap perfectly, puts in a cross on the deck at pace, and it was kicked into the back of the net by their defender. And we weren't stopped there, because as I said, a smash and grab 6 minutes. On the 24th minute we went 2-1 up with Kamara scoring. Ball to Morelos on the right-hand side, a great cross in from the right, found Kamara on the left just outside the box, who took the ball on himself, took it just to the edge of the box and had a brilliant shot into the bottom left hand corner past the keeper. Fantastic from Kamara, once again showing he's well worth that £50,000 we paid for him. The rest of the half, they had a wee bit of possession, but again we kind of largely dominated it. Wanting more of the same in the second half, I missed the first 4 or 5 minutes of the half because my feed went down. I went on to Twitter to try and check what I'd missed, and I'd found that we had scored. And it was on the 50th minute, Morella scoring, record-breaking goal, his 22nd goal in Europe, beating McCoy's record of 21 as well. The goal itself, Goldson in the Benfica half, lovely pass to the right to find Tavernier in plenty of space. He ran down the right, got near to the touchline, looked up, played a lovely cross to the back post to find Morelos completely in space, unmarked, and it was a simple tap in there. So fantastic all-round goal. 3-1 up, away from home, against 10 men, living in dreamland at that point. We had a few more chances. Kent hit the post. Kent had another chance not long after that. We put it wide. We had a few other chances as well. They obviously had to go for broke at this point. They made a couple of subs, one of them more attack-minded as well. And ultimately it paid off for them on the 76th minute because they brought a goal back to make it 3-2. It was a quick free kick taken by Benfica, cut our defence out. McGregor had come well out of his box to put the defender off. The ball got forced wide. We lost possession on the left-hand side. Our defence was too scared to put in a tackle. Benfica effectively danced through our defence. An absolutely ridiculous attempt at defending from Hellander on the edge of the box. Ended up passing to their player when attempted to intercept the ball. The attacker got the ball past them. Hellander pushing them all the time in the box. The attacker got the ball to the touchline. McGregor dives at his feet, loses out. The player managed to cut the ball into the centre of the box to find the unmarked attacker who tapped it in. Just an absolute calamity of errors there. McGregor, should he have stayed on his line? Well, that's certainly a debate. The fact that Hellander, once again, was absolutely atrocious in defending, so timid, so indecisive. He ended up fouling the guy in the box, and it would have been a penalty had he went down, because he certainly pushed him. And then for the rest of the defence not to pick up that attacker in the middle of the box unmarked is criminal as well. All round calamity for a defence that's been so good this year. I don't know what it is, and it just goes to show you, at this level you cannot afford any mistakes. And then what happened after that, I do not know what the players were thinking. Just try and see out the game. We were still trying to go for it. We were pushing the wide players further up. We were still going for it. All you had to do was try and see out the game. We have become a master at that, of just allowing possession to come on us. Bear in mind, we're playing against 10 men at this point. They're on the ascendancy. Just soak up the pressure, which we've become an expert at doing. But no, we still try and go for the jugular. We still had a lot of play, but it just showed you one wee mistake and it was fatal for us. And once again, we proved that straight away, because on the 90th minute, 2 minutes of injury time was just called. A simple ball through the middle of our defence for the on-running attacker. He gets the ball through the our defence quite easily, and he slots it past McGregor. Again, absolutely shambolic defending from the centre-back pair. And if we had said it was going to end up a draw, we would, at the beginning of the game, we would have been happy. If we said it was going to be three each and we had clawed three goals back or two goals back or whatever, then we would have said it was a fantastic result. But I'm sorry, but it's a disappointing result tonight for that very reason, for the fact that we're two goals ahead. And it's these type of things that cost you in the long run. So I'm trying to take the positives out of it. We got the point. We're drawn level with Benfica at the top of the table, both on 7 points. Lech Poznan got a 3-1 victory over Standard Liège tonight. So we're kind of hoping that the Standard pull their fingers out their arse in the next round and in the next game and beat Poznan. But we've got to do the job first, and that's, you know, the main thing. We never done it tonight, largely. We could have effectively qualified tonight. Disappointing that way, but not always lost, I suppose. So you've got to see some positives out of it. So on we pop to the next game, and that'll be the last game before the international break, which is against Hamilton at home on Sunday. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff. Dave and I won't be back with a podcast until next week, so I'll be back with a post-match after that game. So I'll try and calm down now, and we live to fight another day. So thanks for listening, and goodbye.